Thank you once again for visiting us on this daily devotional. We appreciate your interest in spiritual things, and we hope that this is a benefit to you. This month, as we work through the book of Psalms, we are brought today to Psalm 19:14. Psalm 19:14, and there David declares, "Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable to you, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer." Are you a person that's made statements that essentially say you are without self-control? Now, at first glance, you say, well, of course not. I can exercise self-control. But we hear statements that say otherwise all the time, don't we? We hear people say, well, I just worry a lot. That's just the way I am. Or, well, I'm short-tempered. Sometimes I get mad and I might say a cuss word. I just can't help it. Or, well, I can't change who I am. I'm too old and I've done this for years. Those kinds of statements essentially say that a person's without self-control. Where do those statements come from? One thing is for sure, they don't come from God. God wants His children to exercise self-control. In fact, in Galatians 5, 22 and following, and 2 Peter 1, verses 5 through 7, there are a couple of passages that tell us that we need to be people who have self-control. Now back to the book of Psalms. In Psalm 19:14, some have criticized David and said he is concerned about the words of his mouth and the meditation of his heart, but he says nothing of his actions. Such criticism is flawed because God knows that if we will fix our heart, if we will correct our heart, then the words of our mouth, the actions of our hands, friends, those will correct themselves. That's why Jesus in the Sermon on the Mount was so concerned about solving the heart. That's why Paul exhorted the Philippians in Philippians 4, 8, to think on truth, think on nobility, think on things that are praiseworthy and noteworthy. He knows that if we will think on these things, think on things that God wants us to think on, and have our heart where God wants us to have it, then our actions will be godly actions. So let us all utter this prayer that David has here in Psalm 19. O Lord, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer.